Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. It's your hump day edition of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, as always, Kyle Swagger. It's the 28th of October, 2015. All the best technology news from the past 24 hours in around 5 minutes. Well, it has happened in the good old EU. Legislation designed to protect net neutrality and abolish mobile phone roaming fees, yeah, it's been passed yesterday by the European Parliament. Of course, this has been hotly debated over the past 2 years by the EU representatives, but after all the bickering and everything that's went down, it's now finally been finalized and will soon cover the entire region, including, yes indeed, the UK. Mind you though, those roaming fees, yeah, they ain't gonna happen until 2017. It's only the internet protections that should actually come into effect fairly quickly. Now, a lot of people out there are jumping up and down today over the decision, but many in the technology industry, yeah, they're a little concerned with all, yeah, you guessed it, those friggin' loopholes. And those loopholes actually go into those fast lanes. Yeah, yeah, you know what we're talking about. But all in all, Parliament seemed, yeah, everything looked pretty good. They were happy with the wording and just pushed it on through. Guess we'll worry about all those negative things later on, you know. So are you one of those people out there not really happy about giving Apple your credit card information because you want to buy, I don't know, a fart app on the App Store? Well, you may not need that piece of plastic anymore. Seems Apple's starting to allow iPhone users to buy apps, music, and even more through their carrier. Yeah, it'll just be billed to your phone bill. The option has actually already started appearing for O2 subscribers in Germany. And according to O2, it's available now for all postpaid and even prepaid subscribers. Of course, Apple, you know Apple, they won't comment on this crap. They haven't really said this is going to be rolled out everywhere else or if it's just going to be for the Germans. More than likely, though, this will probably definitely start rolling out in other parts of the world, particularly those places where, let's face it, a lot of people don't have a credit card or access to one. But by gosh, they got access to a cell phone. The Droid Turbo 2 is now a reality, and it's kind of a sweet one, if I may say so. That's right, Motorola and Verizon have unveiled the Droid Turbo 2. Sounds more like a sports car than a cell phone, but the new Droid is set to launch, well, actually, in just a few days from now, on October 29th in the U.S., for just $26 per month for the 32GB model, and $30 per month if you need a little bit more space with that 64GB model. Of course, this is all on Verizon's 24-month payment plan, by the way. Now, looking over the Droid, yeah, it looks pretty much is like the Moto X. In fact, it pretty much is the Moto X. The Moto X Play, to be exact, which has actually been available overseas for quite a few months now. Now, with the new Droid Turbo 2, you're going to get a shatterproof display until somebody on YouTube gets a hold of it and says, hey, look, it isn't. But probably the most interesting thing about it is 48-hour battery life. Pretty darn sweet. Also under the hood, the Snapdragon 810 processor. And we're actually seeing conflicting reports, either 2 or 3 gigs of RAM underneath. So, I don't know. All in all, not a bad-looking phone, but if you're needing a lot of juice because you use it so much, yeah, this one may be a good one to pick up. And finally, hey, we all know the rave nowadays is all about these self-driving cars. However, though, we're probably years away from actually letting go of the wheel. So it seems the folks over at Mitsubishi are using AI, yes, artificial intelligence, to save distracted drivers from themselves. Yes, the Japanese manufacturer reckons, yeah, they can do a lot more to keep the driver's focus on the road, which will actually detect if someone is distracted or feeling tired. Now, by doing this, they're using a machine that's actually learning algorithms to analyze the vehicle's data, like the speed and the steering, and also your behavior, like your heart rate, your orientation of your head. Basically, what it does, it learns what your normal driving habits are and what your not-so-normal driving habits are. Now, of course, this thing is not out yet. Now, it'll be unveiled at the Tokyo Motor Show later this month, which means if all goes well in artificial intelligence land, we could actually see this thing in cars by 2019. Probably much sooner than a car actually driving itself. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. Get on over to the British Tech Network website and check it out, BritishTechNetwork.com. Also, if you're enjoying what we're doing here at BTN, we really need your support. Click that tab at the top of the page there. It says Support Us. You can learn all the different ways you can help us out here at BTN, anywhere from patron to just contributing to our blog, these kind of things. Also, of course, while you're there, check out all the great podcasts as well, including The Mac Show, The Big Show, The Gamer Show, The Guitar Car Show, and so many others. Also, don't forget, follow British Tech on Twitter at British Tech. You can follow me, too, on Twitter as well at Kyle Swacker. We'll be back tomorrow with a Thursday installment of the BTN News Show. But until then, hope your hump day is going a humpy dumpy for you. And thank you so much, as always, for listening.